Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To call in, share your thoughts and opinions, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Equals Mountain Mirror.
And Richie Rich.
And of course, from my point of view, the big news of today is Julian Assange and the stroke that he had in jail, which I didn't even notice until you pointed this out prior to the show, Peakless, that the stroke actually occurred in October. We're just now hearing about it.
Yeah, I'm asking, hey, have we covered this already? Because apparently it was in October, and it's like, no, that just came out today. And I'm like, what? What? Oh, brother.
Yeah, the news just came out today. Very conveniently timed based on his losing the extradition hearing or whatever to the United States, which I'm hoping he's appealing. And that
there's more important news to be covered, people. Didn't you hear about Juicy Smollett?
I heard something about that.
He still has a Subway sandwich?
Yeah.
Just like I did with the Cal Rittenhouse thing, I just let it all blow right past me without paying any attention to it because it was obvious from the beginning that it was just going to be one of those things that people fought over.
I will say this. The Cal Rittenhouse thing, probably a little bit more important than the Juicy Smollett because Juicy Smollett...
I thought it was Smollett.
Holly, whatever. Here's the thing. I've heard it pronounced so many ways, and I'm just going to pronounce it how Dave Chappelle says it.
That is the funniest way to say it.
Juicy Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But he was a Hollywood celebrity, right? So his crime or non-crime or whatever it happened to be seemed to be more media-focused than the actual thing that happened with the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, right? Like, the Kyle Rittenhouse self-defense in the midst of a riot seemed to be vastly more important in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, I completely agree. Yeah. I was going to say, like, wait, do you mean, like, the percentage of it? Yes. I would definitely say there was more media coverage of Kyle Rittenhouse and people's opinions about Kyle Rittenhouse, but that was a thing that actually happened where people got shot.
Yeah.
So the percentage-wise, like, that there was things that happened.
Right.
Whereas Jussie Smollett, or however you want to say that, yeah, nothing actually happened. Like, it was 100% media.
Right.
So, like, percentage-wise, that's definitely more media.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. So, I joked about it because should it have been covered at all? Probably not.
No.
When, you know...
Well, no, if there was the slightest bit of integrity in journalism, then they'd have gone, that seems suspicious. Is there any, what do you call that, evidence that this might have actually occurred? Instead of going, hey, that supports our narrative, let's put it up there.
And it did support their narrative. I mean, here you have, I think he's black. I'm not 100% sure. I seem to recall that he was black. Yeah, and gay. So when he was attacked by his former lover and his brother or whatever, which, by the way, for those who I did not follow it, but I couldn't help but notice that one of the people he was in, like, gay bathhouses with or one of the people he paid to attack him or whatever, the whole thing was just a mess from the start. But that didn't stop the media from taking it and carrying it off as this hate crime that is proof of just how divisive everything is. I was like, well, yeah, because people keep faking crap like this.
Yes. Well, this is MAGA country.
Well, we libertarians have a lot of focus on economics. And one of the things you learn first about economics is supply and demand. And unfortunately for the left, the demand for white supremacists and just extreme racial cruelty is way lower than the supply for it. So they decided to fill that economic niche by making some stuff up.
Yeah, like cheap unfortunately
Chinese,
so.
Cheap Chinese knockoff racism.
Exactly. This was cheap Chinese knockoff racism.
In other news...
Wait a second.
I have to carry off.
I think I'm spiraling. Is calling it Chinese itself, in fact, racist to do? Okay, I'm back. All right.
So in other news, inflation still an issue. Biden is promising people that, hey, the worst is going to be behind us soon because he doesn't know what inflation is. And they're going to pass this $1.5 trillion spending bill. I forget what they call this one. And it's going to make the inflation worse because they have to generate that $1.5 trillion.
That's okay. Wages are going to go up. You'll be fine.
Stock markets, of course, are at an all-time high. Well, people have finally realized that the wages increase they got didn't do them any damn good because the increase in prices completely wiped that out and then some.
The fight for 25.
So, hopefully.
Well, just a quick note on that one. Like, for me, when it crossed the line is like, okay, so there are dollar stores and dollar stores, and the dollar stores are like, well, it's $2.50, it's $3, it's $5 for this, and then there's like dollar,
like Dollar Tree.
Yeah, Dollar Tree was the we are a dollar store. If we can't sell it to you for a dollar, then we don't carry it.
Yeah, it may be a pack of cookies that only contains like 6 duplex cookies in it, but damn it, it's a dollar.
Exactly.
And I thought that's what they would end up going with this, was just making the products that they carry much less lower quality.
They've been doing that for so long, though.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't been to a Dollar Tree in quite a long time, but the last time I checked, it was pretty much that. You got some of the cheapest, most horrible duplex cookies ever, and there was like 14 of them in there, and it was a dollar. Versus the 20 that it would have been 10 years ago, or the 30 that it would have been 15, 20 years ago.
We've got past due canned goods and rotten milk. That's all you're going to get for a dollar these days.
Well, and that's the thing. At this point, they can't even do that.
Okay.
Like, they've been scraping the bottom of the barrel for a while. It's like, headphones. Oh, well, they've got magnets in them, and they're shaped like headphones, but you don't actually hear anything through them. But, I mean, they've been
scraping...
Do they
sell headphones?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been into a Dollar Tree, so I'm...
Yeah.
I'm shocked to hear they sell headphones, and I'm kind of curious now how bad Dollar Tree headphones actually are. They've got to be really bad.
It's worse
actually
than the ones they hand you on the airplane.
Significantly.
Really?
Yes.
Because those are pretty bad. Because the last time I flew, they gave me some, and I was like, all right, sure, why not? Listening to music helps pass the time. But after like 2 minutes of that, I was like, no.
It's one strand of copper, and that's all you're going to get.
Oh, yeah. Now, at this point, they can't even do that anymore. So, okay, they're like, okay, forget this. We're going to redo the whole thing and figure out what we can sell for $1.25. And it's like, oh, crap. But you just added a quarter of the price. Like, okay, this is the line. Like, we have officially entered the zone of inflation that we were promised from 2020.
Yeah, I mean, it's only going to get worse as well. Pretty soon it will be the $2 tree store, then the $3 tree store, then the $5 tree store, and that becomes very difficult to say. But it's not going to get any better, and the government is just going to keep printing more money because evidently their solution to the problem that is an increase in prices is to just print more money. That's why Biden's saying the worst is about to be behind us, because they're about to print more money, and somehow that's going to fix all of the problems created from the last time they printed a bunch of money and just gave it to people.
At what point do we just, like, stop with the nickel and the penny and then just move the decimal point?
Well, they're trying.
Well, see, Venezuela has done that. Zimbabwe, I think, did that.
But they wait till it's, like, hundreds of trillions. Right, well, we just move it now.
Yeah, why wait, right? Yeah.
Well, just, I mean, they're poking in that direction already. Like, we had the coin shortage. That's
a
what
weird
that's
thing
poking at.
Was there ever really a coin shortage, though?
I did not experience
it. I honestly don't believe that there was a real coin shortage, but they kind of wanted to go, hey, could we just, like, not have these anymore? How freaked out will people get if we just didn't have coins?
That was the weirdest thing ever about last year, is just suddenly everyone had signs up talking about the coin shortage, and I worked at a place where we frequently, you know, cashed out customers and stuff like that. There was no coin shortage. We never had difficulty getting coins or giving people correct amounts of change, and nowhere that I shopped at had that problem.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some world controller somewhere who's looking over the books and going, you know, I'm pretty sure we can do away with everything but quarters and they won't freak out too bad.
That's probably the case.
I mean, they're going, okay, well, by 2024, I think we can do this. Maybe we can do this again 2027.
It could be a local thing, too. Maybe the bigger cities where there are exponentially more people.
I know they've been talking about getting rid of the penny off and on throughout my entire life.
And it still costs more to produce.
I would love to get rid of both the penny
nickels. Yeah.
And the nickel. both of them.
And that's what I'm saying.
And it's not because they cost too much to produce or anything like that. It's because those two coins and the dime, those three coins in particular, they're not worth it to bend over and pick them up and throw them in the trash, but they're impossible to sweep up.
Okay.
So they're just completely useless.
How many man hours a year are we losing for people trying to get rid of these?
It's just annoying. It's like,
let the immigrants do it. They'll come in and they'll pick up the nickels and the dimes.
But if you're sweeping and there's a penny in your floor, you can't just carry on sweeping. You have to stop and manually pick up that penny. It's annoying. It's stupid. And I hate everything about it. I just don't want to deal with
vacuum,
it.
That's for sure.
I know those pennies, man. All that precious metal makes them heavy. 603-283-6160.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we're talking about coins and how useless they are. And you know, the smallest unit of currency for Bitcoin is called the Satoshi, because the Bitcoin, unlike the USD, is divisible down to the eighth decimal, whereas the USD is only divisible down to two. And if you don't know what any of that means, head on over to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started at the top of the page. They have a couple of videos there for you. Just take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing information. As I understand it, Bitcoin is still on sale, hovering somewhere around the $50,000 per range, down from its peak at like $68,000, something like that. And if you already know about Bitcoin, head on over to news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all the news and headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. You can even buy cryptocurrency there, evidently, right there on their homepage as well. That's bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Rob calling from Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I don't think it... You know, I've been a fan of Bitcoin for a long time, and I've known all you guys for a real long time. But I don't know. I think that physical coins, that they have some value.
Well, I would say that goldbacks have some value. My issue with the penny and the nickel and the dime and the quarter to a lesser extent isn't that they don't have any... It's not that they're physical forms of, you know, currency.
They're supposed to have melt value in addition to trade value.
Think about this. Anything before 1964 and quarters, dimes, nickels, and half dollars and silver, but that's all the silver.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, that's the melt value that I'm talking about.
And to a certain extent, that's one of the reasons I miss my old job, because every night it was my job to count all the money and make the bank deposit and all of that. And I would look, because they're so distinctly visible, the 1963 yes. and earlier quarters, I would just look, oh, yep, I'm taking that one. Here is your useless quarter in place of it.
Yep.
I do miss that. So you're right. Some currencies, some coins actually do have precious metal in them, but that's very rare.
And getting more rare as collectors swipe those up as well.
Yeah, I think in the 3 years I worked there, I found maybe two.
And unfortunately, that happens because, I mean, the government's just taking all of it away. I mean, they did away with the $10 gold seal back in 1974, Nixon did. You know, but even at the pennies, they did away with them in 1982, was the last year they made copper pennies. And what
I didn't know
about copper pennies is that
I didn't even know it was that recent. I would assume it was much longer ago than that.
Well, that's exactly the thing. They've turned nickels, dimes, and quarters into pennies. Like, the reason we had silver is because that was valuable. The reason we had copper is that was still somewhat valuable, but less valuable than silver. So they've turned everything into pennies, and pennies into imaginary.
The coins that you have in your pocket and the money that you fold in your wallet, it's all food stamp money. It's all promissory notes.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So aside from the collector's part of it, are you still suggesting that those things have value beyond...
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about this. All the pennies that were from, what is it, 1900 all the way up to 1982.
Yeah.
They're worth almost 3 cents a piece. Where, you know, the pennies that you get nowadays, it's just a slug. There's no value in it. There's no copper in it. There's nothing.
I think you're agreeing with us.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Rob. Of course, I'm a fan of the goldbacks as far as digital currency goes. I mean, as far as physical currency goes, and as far as digital currency goes, it pairs very well with, like, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Monero in particular, right, and all of these other digital currencies. Because, obviously, you don't want to just send someone $100 in goldbacks via mail if you can avoid it. Instead, and a lot of our shopping, a lot of my shopping at least, or I think a lot of the average person's shopping, is done online. Well, goldbacks don't really serve that role, so we do need some sort of digital currency with which to make online purchases, and we do need a physical currency that's... It is just easier to hand a store some goldbacks instead of taking out my phone, scanning a QR code, and all of that.
For that purchase, yes. However, one of the things that is in need, in addition to the gold back, is something slightly more divisible. Unless you're going to start cutting gold backs in half.
Just right? Wait a while.
Are you saying that there's something...
It'll get so bad that we have to have a smaller unit.
Okay.
So a thousandth of an ounce...
Yes,
because the smallest
absolutely. So
well,
like right
let me explain to listeners, because okay. The smallest value of a gold back is 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold, which okay. Is currently, in raw gold terms, I think is probably worth like $3.25, right. Something along there.
So if I want to buy a pack of gum, I'm not going to spend a gold back on a pack of gum.
That's right. Exactly my point. So because of the price that it actually takes and the cost involved in turning it into this thing that you can actually use, so they usually trade for about $4 for a one denomination gold back. But as it ramps up further and further into like higher and higher prices, I mean, one gold back is going to be worth more than $4. So
you mean as the USD becomes less valuable due to the increase in the money supply that the government is creating, a single gold back will be worth like 10 USD.
Precisely my point.
Like that.
So a year from now, I could use a gold back to buy my pack of gum.
No, because by then a pack of gum would be worth $5 in USD, so which would still
more.
Be half of one gold back.
Mm-hmm. So I think that before long, it'll be worth putting smaller and smaller amounts of gold just because you can't trade one gold back for as much.
Well, it's not impossible. I would actually love to see some coins, just some plastic coins with like just a tiny little piece of gold in it that says this is 1/10,000th of a troy ounce, or this is one whatever denomination, 1/2500th of a troy ounce.
Or hear me out, actual coins in silver or copper.
But how much gold is that actually in a single golden coin? It's going to be
the single golden coin is usually an ounce.
If you had a quarter-sized piece of silver, that thing's already worth like what, $5-$10?
Right, but old pieces of silver, right? You could break them in half, and that's why the term pieces of eight is a thing, right? The piece of eight is like 1/8 of an ounce of silver. And so the silver had like snap marks on it where you could pop it off,
right.
And then you'd have like one piece of eight, which, you know, or bit.
Is probably very easy to lose, I would imagine.
compared to like the dimes and nickels and pennies you're finding on the
ground? I don't mind losing those. Those are worthless. That was my point earlier.
So,
I don't even want to bend over to pick them up and throw them in the trash.
Right. So if you've got something, say, the size of a quarter, you can snap it into eight pieces. Well, each one of those pieces of eight is going to be worth like $1. For now.
And
then it's going to be worth like $2.
And then
this tiny little sliver is worth so much.
Then do that with copper. What I'm saying is I don't know how you're going to put that, I don't know how you're going to structure that into bill form and make it small enough to carry just bills.
Well, in that case, just use
cryptocurrency. Maybe they'll do silverbacks.
For a pack of gum?
Yeah, just use Bitcoin Cash.
Okay.
When the fee on Bitcoin Cash is extremely low.
It is the most divisible currency.
What are your thoughts on all of this? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up, including camels getting Botox, believe it or not. It's free.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After six southern states were struck by powerful tornadoes, President Biden is making plans to visit some of those states in the next few days. Speaking in Delaware, Biden pledged full federal help, saying, "We're going to get through this together." The FEMA chief said on Sunday morning,
What we are hearing is we are still in the life-saving and life-sustaining mode, right? We're still in search and rescue, and we're sending additional resources in to help locate anybody who still may be trapped.
That's FEMA Administrator Dan Criswell speaking on ABC's This Week. Six states impacted included Kentucky, Arkansas, Illinois, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Vampire novelist Anne Rice has died at age 80. Rice's book selling more than 150 million copies after her first gothic fiction novel, Interview with the Vampire, was published in 1976. And this is USA Radio News. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken backing up President Biden's claims that he was very tough with Russian President Vladimir Putin on a recent video call in which Biden says he stressed that the U.S. is ready to respond with economic consequences and even NATO and military consequences should there be a military escalation between Russia and Ukraine. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, Blinken said,
"We are looking at and we are prepared to take the kinds of steps we've refrained from taking in the past that would have massive consequences for Russia."
Journalist Chris Wallace is joining a rival news network from where he's been for years. The longtime host of Fox News Sunday is now going to be part of the new CNN Plus streaming service. He'll host a weekday show, but more information is going to be released at a later date, they say. The announcement coming not long after Wallace hosted his final edition of Fox News Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
If you'd like to weigh in. Again, the call-in line for those who want to share their opinions on national radio is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Rich Rich.
And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. So for the first time, it's available on exchange. You can find links to both of the exchanges are owned, because I actually know two now, Uniswap and xMarkets. That's exmarkets.com. xMarkets.com is probably the safer of the two, because all you need to sign up there is an email address, which means you actually get to keep your privacy intact. It also means you can only deposit cryptocurrencies and, you know, trade them for Tether and then use that to buy ITR, but still, you get to keep your privacy. That's xmarkets.com. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. And maybe just pick up some ITR yourself on xmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Now, I want to get into inflation and the stock market doing great, because there's this huge disconnect where the media, it's almost like the media was told, hey, stop talking about the economy and how much people are suffering, because 2 weeks ago, that's all it was about. People going into debt, people not being able to buy food, not being able to buy Christmas gifts for their family.
It's shopping season.
Yes, and I realized that today, every week I have to go and get more cat food and dog food and stuff like that. And I generally go to Walmart for that, despite hating Walmart. I took about 15 steps into Walmart and saw how packed it was with people who were doing last Christmas shopping, last-minute Christmas shopping, just turned around and walked right back out.
Okay.
Like, this is worth the difference in price for me to not deal with.
Yeah. So it may not have been worth my time. However, I'm probably up, you know, a few bucks on Walmart because of how poorly they did in delivering a $3 curtain rod to me.
Okay. So I'm up a few bucks on Walmart, but it's completely by accident. It's because their self-checkout doesn't give you the space to put your stuff. You just have to take it out of the basket, scan your stuff, and then end up putting it back in the basket.
Okay.
And because of that, I missed a bottle of Excedrin or something that I bought from them.
So you're shoplifting.
Yes. It's their fault for not having a place for me to put my stuff there.
No.
I didn't realize it until I got back out to my car and I was pushing the shopping basket back, and I was like, oh, yeah, there's that. And you can't take it in and be like, hey, look, I forgot to ring this up. Can you ring this up?
No, because, well, you could. You absolutely can.
I've heard of stories of people being arrested for that.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's bad policy.
Because you're going in and admitting that you stole it.
Okay. I can see what you're saying.
Go back in. Go back to the self-checkout line.
I could smuggle
it
in.
That's true. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. I did not consider that. I'll have to do that next time.
I've literally done that with spices. I realized that I left them in the bottom of the cart and didn't put them out, and I'm like, okay, you know, this is not worth my doing this time. You know, once I get home, it's like, I'll bring it in next time.
It is surprisingly
easy I do it.
To forget something small at the bottom of your basket like that.
I'm specifically talking about being on the phone and in the chat window with customer service.
For a $3 curtain rod.
And then going like, make it up to me, like, here's another $10 gift certificate. So, but when they finally delivered this curtain rod, like a $25 gift certificate to get a $3 curtain rod,
You can probably make us lose enough money on bad reviews that here's a $10 gift certificate.
Or just bugging the manager, because, like, when they called me back, right, I got, like, the direct line to that department on my caller ID. So I'm not going to the menus anymore. I'm just going, like, right to the department. Here's who I talked to yesterday. Who's in charge today? If you guys don't fix it today, I'm calling you back tomorrow. And I did this for, like, a week. So it took them a week to deliver a $3 curtain rod, but also, you know, at least $35, $45 in gift certificate credit.
Nice.
To spend at Walmart.
At any rate, this is why I prefer Target, despite it being a little more expensive. There's substantially fewer people in there, but not today. So I have plenty of cat food and dog food, but after taking a look in Target, same issue. People just spending money like crazy, and we know for a fact that a lot of these people are going into debt in order to buy these Christmas presents. I mean, people are broke.
Yep.
And instead of talking about that now, news media sites are just all, but the stock market is at an all-time high. It's like, look, this is not what people who are going into debt to buy their kids Christmas presents, as stupid as that is, it's not what they need to hear right now, and it's not making them happy.
I spent a lot of money on Black Friday, but I did most of it, like, through PayPal and PayPal's credit system. Like, pay no interest for 6 months. I'm like, okay, deal. Like, I don't have to spend all this money today.
Now, was that actual Black Friday, or were you doing it online?
I was online, but it was Black Friday sales.
Okay. I heard Black Friday sucked this year, at least as far as in-store sales go. I don't know, because I've never done it.
Yeah, as soon as I got on the internet, I stopped fighting lines at Black Friday sales.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It doesn't sound usually, like a very fun time.
But I usually, my Black Friday shopping is usually video games, specifically like Nintendo games.
Because
it's the only time you're going to get any sort of a deal on a Nintendo game at all. So I go like, okay, here's the Black Friday sale. Here's all the games that I may want to play in the next year, and I'm getting them today.
I reacquired a Wii U recently. For those who don't know, I got raided on March the 16th by the FBI, and among the things that they took from my house was my Nintendo Wii U, and it just wasn't a priority to replace it until recently.
Yep.
So I finally got around to it, and I looked on the shop online to buy some of the games that I'm missing, because it's easier that way.
And it's more expensive than it was before.
These crazy people at Nintendo want $50 for the HD re-release of Twilight Princess. I'm like, dude, that's $10 tops at
this point. How else are you going to play it? It's a Nintendo game. If it was Xbox or PlayStation, yeah, you could get a deal somewhere down the line.
I could easily just boot up Dolphin on my PC and play it just fine.
Well, now you're admitting to more criminal activity.
It's just there's nothing illegal about that. I have a physical copy of the GameCube version of Twilight Princess, and I ripped it myself.
All right.
But yeah, there are ways to do it, but not the HD version, and that's where they get you. But anyway, all of that aside, I want to get into the
story. Someone making it high def doesn't add $40 worth of value?
It probably did 6-7 years ago, or whenever the Wii U was actually, you know, not an obsolete piece of junk hardware that only exists for the purpose of two games that you can't find. Everything else on the Nintendo Wii U got re-released on the Nintendo Switch.
And a lot of that is because the Wii U failed as a console, but the games were good.
Mm. Yes.
But there's not enough people. It did not get in front of enough people. And so now it's getting re-released on the Switch, which is in front of a vastly larger audience.
But not Wind Waker HD and not Twilight Princess HD.
Understood.
And The Legend of Zelda being my favorite series. I love those two games. Not so much Twilight Princess, but Wind Waker, you know, I bought a Wii U just to be able to play Wind Waker HD again. Because it's that good of a game. But before we got all into that, we talked about Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, who, according to news outlets today, suffered a stroke in jail. Here's the exact headline. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange suffers stroke in jail after court rules he can be extradited to America.
Oh, no, I hope he's okay.
Well, he seems to be relatively okay, but that's a curious headline.
No, that's strange. I don't think that's accurate.
It's not accurate at all. He suffered this stroke. I mean, the courts just ruled, like, last week that he could be extradited to the United States.
That's what I thought.
And this stroke happened in October, long before this ruling was made. So the headline isn't just inaccurate, it's wrong. The 50-year-old is being held at the... I will say I'm glad that they're now using, you know, clean-shaven, nice-looking pictures of Julian Assange instead of the crazy, babbling madman who got dragged out of the embassy pictures
scruffy
that they were
beard,
using.
Long hair.
They're now using...
It turns out involuntary confinement, not real good for your optics.
Absolutely not. He has reportedly been left with a drooping right eyelid, memory problems, and signs of neurological damage following a mini stroke. It's reported that the stroke happened at the time of a high court appearance via video link in October, long before this ruling by the United Courts, by the United Kingdom's courts, that he could be extradited. His fiancée...
Your own article says you're wrong. It's like, yes, while he was being brought before this court that ruled this.
Headlines are meant to be catchy, man.
But it's false. It's fake news, in effect.
Well, you're a Trumpster.
It's already been decided that fake news is a matter of opinion.
But it's not, because that's not how time
fact-checking
is
opinions.
They say he suffered the stroke in jail after the court made that ruling.
That's not what my fact-checker said.
Well, that's not what their own freaking article said. What are your thoughts?
Take it up with the editor.
603-283-6160.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. 603-283-6160. Talking about Julian Assange here and the stroke that happened after the United Kingdom court ruling that he could be extradited to the United States, except that ruling happened just a week or so ago, and the stroke actually happened in October. Just a very curious discrepancy of facts from a single article about what is actually happening, because that's a throwaway line that if you hadn't brought it up prior to the show, Pickles, I probably wouldn't have even noticed timeline difference.
And I think there's something actually very insidious about that. So I know his fiance has been claiming that the stress of this particular court proceeding was what brought on the stroke. So, I mean, no, he had the stroke after the thing. No.
Yeah, he had it before, evidently. His fiancée, Stella Moore, said that he is struggling with the stress of fighting extradition to a U.S. prison. I can only imagine. I mean, he's only sentenced to like 50-something weeks in the United Kingdom for skipping out on bail or whatever, right?
I don't know how anyone's putting up with this. Like, this is a guy who's never been to America.
He's won journalism awards, right? He's clearly a journalist protected by the First Amendment right, guaranteed within the Constitution.
Well, in the United States, at least.
But the United States can't prosecute people for violating the First Amendment.
Yeah, understood.
Like,
regardless of where
here, they're
at.
Number one, the United
States shouldn't be prosecuting
the
UK either.
Can't process other people's citizens for anything.
But they think they can, right?
Least of all, like, you know, treason. Like, you can't do that. It's not a thing. I am incapable of, under any metric, treason against Australia. I've never been to Australia. Well, I'm not from Australia. They don't claim me as one of their citizens.
Okay, Peakless. If that's true, why not let the courts settle it and see if they can prove their case in the halls of justice? Extradite him. Put him in front. Right. Let the United States prove that he's an American citizen of some kind, capable of treason, and then see what happens.
So to be fair, he's not being charged with treason against the United States. He's being charged with conspiracy to commit computer intrusion, which carries a maximum 5-year sentence.
Okay, I could be misremembering, but I think at one point they were actually trying to charge
him with treason. Oh, wait, it does go on. On the 23rd of May, Assange was indicted on 17 new charges related to the Espionage Act, carrying a maximum sentence of 170 years in prison. Doesn't necessarily, and of course I'm looking at Wikipedia here, so it's much too lengthy to actually dive into it and discuss on radio, but...
But we're going to do it anyway. Oh.
I don't think he's being charged with treason against the United States government. But you raise a very good point. There's nothing I could possibly do. It could be considered an act of war against Australia.
Yeah.
But there's nothing I could do that could be considered treason against Australia.
Okay.
By committing an act of war against Australia, I may very well, in fact, now this is all hypothetical, be committing treason against the United States.
That might be a thing.
Given that...
You are starting a war between Australia and the United States. You are undermining NATO.
Look,
wait a second. This is starting to sound like a good idea.
There's a whole bunch of innocent people in Gitmo, right?
There aren't
States citizens. That were crimes against the United States in some form or fashion. And they're like, well, can't put them in our court because they'll be innocent. So let's just ship them off over there where we can infinitely detain them forever.
Yeah.
So...
Well, and all of these are great examples of the process is the punishment. I mean, like, the way that they've been treating this guy is obviously so deleterious to his health. The dude's getting strokes over this.
I mean, that's the point with government, right? I was thinking about this when I was driving back from Michael Hampton's memorial, that it wouldn't matter if, you know, as I said, I got raided in March the 16th, I'm being charged with one count of conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money transmitting business and one count of operating an unlicensed money transmitting business. It wouldn't matter if the prosecutors called me tomorrow and said, hey, we're dropping the charges, go back to your life as normal. They've already done so much damage, time I will never get back.
Mm-hmm.
Countless dollars spent of taxpayers' money paying for attorneys and the prosecution and the FBI. I can't even imagine millions of dollars spent on this investigation and the ongoing attorney fees and all of that stuff. Not to mention the time I spent in jail, which was relatively low compared to some of the others, but it's still time that I was kidnapped and held against my will, and all of the restrictions that I've been under for the last, you know, 9 months where I haven't been able to do the things that I love doing, things that are my life's work. Even if they dropped all of the charges, I'm not a winner here. No one wins. When the U.S. government, when any government gets involved, it's only a matter of how much do you lose and how can you minimize it? Because you're already going to lose something. The United States government just going after Julian Assange, even if the United Kingdom goes, nope, he can't be extradited, we're releasing him now, the damage to him has already been done, he's mm-hmm. already lost.
Just
everyone
the
loses.
Years that he hasn't been able to do the journalism that's he's accustomed to doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one wins. Well, no one can win in this government.
Obviously, part of what they're trying to do with this. I mean, if they can neutralize a real journalist, it holds off the. I mean, we are slowly but surely cracking into real journalism. More and more people are turning away from the CNNs and Fox Newses of the world and actually getting real information from the internet about what's actually happening in the world.
We talked about that a few weeks ago, where like CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, their viewership is like cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Meanwhile, people like Tim Pool, Joe Rogan, their viewerships are just steadily climbing.
Mm-hmm. And think of all of the work how much better journalism would be for those of us that don't go to the mainstream sources with the Julian Assange, in addition to all of the actual journalists that exist in none of the corporate spheres.
Well, at one point, that was the beauty of social media, right, is you were able to get citizen journalism, boots on the ground, right? I am here at the event. Here's my firsthand accounting of what is going on.
Right.
And then that kind of gets... memory hold as well.
Well, some people do that. Like Ford Fisher, who runs News to Share, he still does that. He's one of the greatest journalists that I actually know in person. He does some great work with some of these protests and stuff like that. And he's not pushing an angle. He's not pushing an agenda. He's just documenting things and sharing them with the world. And he's got a very good social media following. Certainly nothing like Julian Assange. But yes, even just going here to this random article, they're lying. We've caught them in a lie. This is the mainstream news here.
Yeah.
Busted lying. And they're never going to issue a retraction. Even if someone brings this up to them, hey, you just busted yourself in a lie, they're never going to apologize. I remember a few years ago after one of the many, many times a cop killed a black person in the United States, CNN recorded an interview with the victim's sister where it sounded like she was calling for peace and stuff like that. But ultimately, the unedited video came out, and she was saying things like, we need to go into their suburbs and burn these white people's homes down and stuff like that. And CNN issued a correction through one of their barely affiliated journalists with like 100-something followers saying, oh, it turns out we accidentally edited the video in a way that it just completely inverted the content of what the video actually contained. We're sorry about that. And that was it.
We're going to add an update to this story. Now, the update is, yeah, we completely lied to you.
Well, even earlier this week with the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, right, there was like a Twitter handle that was giving trial updates, and then that was like shut down because information came out that apparently Twitter didn't like, allegedly.
Wow.
Right? Like the tweet goes out that it made it look like the FBI had already looked through the hard drives of Ghislaine Maxwell, and
why wouldn't they have?
Right, but and then returned them.
Oh,
because when they went,
are these the ones that were found on top of the safe that the attorney
like that.
Took?
Yeah, to Maxwell and to Epstein. Like they were already tagged with the FBI stuff when the FBI went back to get them again. And the Twitter thing says something like this, and then boom, that account is shut down.
Huh. Yeah,
they had
which follows from the story. Like Maxwell was already given, or sorry, not Maxwell, Epstein was already given a slap on the wrist the last time he got caught. Right. You know. Being an underage pimp.
Well, this was a result of the FBI's warrant not allowing them to seize or search hard drives and other digital devices. For whatever reason, they're raiding a pedophile's home. They couldn't possibly have anything on those hard drives that would be of value to the
FBI,
right?
It's all on DHS. Don't worry about it.
So they just put tamper-proof seals on them and left them on top of the case where Epstein's attorney took them. And when the FBI said, hey, we have a search warrant for these finally, that was when the attorney took them to the FBI, as I understand it.
Mm.
But the important thing is outlets, social media outlets like Twitter or Facebook or whatever, are actively preventing that sort of firsthand accounting from getting out to the masses.
Yeah, the only way you can find out, the only way you can find out what's going on with the Maxwell trial is through mainstream media.
But you can see how good they have a vested interest in keeping this quiet.
They do. They live streamed the entire Cal Rittenhouse trial. Why wouldn't they do that with Maxwell, which is of substantially higher public interest?
Federal versus state.
Yeah. No, it doesn't make
sense. I thought
they
were both federal.
But they do have a rule in place. No, that was a state trial. This one's federal.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.